This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday publicly warned Israel for the first time that the U.S. would stop supplying it weapons if Israeli forces make a major invasion of Rafah, a refugee-packed city in southern Gaza.
They go into Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
Biden's comments in an interview with CNN represent his strongest public language to date in an effort to deter an Israeli assault on Rafah while underscoring a growing rift between the U.S. and its strongest ally in the Middle East. Turkey's decision last week to stop all trade with Israel until Israeli leaders reach a permanent ceasefire in Gaza is likely to hit Israel's economy hard, and there are signs Turkey is encouraging other nations in the Islamic world to do the same. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkey's ports are now closed to all Israeli trade. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the embargo will only be lifted if there's a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Erdogan on Tuesday called on the international community to put greater pressure on Israel, a move that analysts warn will have wider consequences. Last year, Turkish-Israeli trade was worth nearly $7 billion, of which more than $5 billion was Turkish exports. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz condemned the embargo, pledging to find alternative suppliers. But analysts warn the Israeli economy will still suffer. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Israel carried out heavy airstrikes in South Lebanon, and Hezbollah said it had launched explosive drones and rockets at Israeli targets on Wednesday, as Israel's defense minister warned of a quote-unquote hot summer.